The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A GAA feast in the weekend and just 2 weeks left in the battle for the Premier League title. Previewing the weekend sport is digital producer for Off the Ball, Kathleen McNamee. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, what are you looking forward to most? Because there is a lot going on.
I think a couple of different ones in the football. So Arsenal, Man United is going to be an interesting one from an Arsenal fan's perspective.
Being a United fan, you know, I was shocked by the performance the other night. And then I went through the list of injuries and it is catastrophic.
It is pretty catastrophic. And it definitely hasn't been an easy season for Ten Hag when it has come to that. I think some of the stuff that you've heard coming out of the club is interesting this week. You had Sir Jim Ratcliffe saying that everyone who works there has to start coming into the office, that they can't be working from home because the rate of emails goes down on a Friday afternoon and it's unacceptable. I think that's probably the same for most working places. There was stuff about Brailsford and how everyone likes them. And it very much seems like United are trying to take the attention off the team and what's happening on the pitch and focus people's attention on the more admin-y stuff that goes on in the background. And you can
understand
why.
When you have Casemiro nominated to be a defender and you have Evans who's, you know, he's getting on a bit. And you know, when you're put to that kind of pin of your collar, what can you do?
It is pretty bad, but also I think you would have to look at, there has been a lot of teams that have suffered bad injuries. I mean, Liverpool's injury list this season was probably as bad at points, if not a little bit worse, and they were still able to compete to a decent level. I do get the defensive issues are definitely a struggle for United, and I think there are a few key figures, leadership figures in there who have definitely been missed. Lisandro Martinez as well. You've heard a lot about him the last couple of weeks, how he was a real leader for that team, and not having him there has let things go to pieces a bit. A lot of pieces in the papers today saying that players feel are worried that they're not going to win another game for the rest of the season, which you could definitely see happening.
And of course, they have the cup final, which how many of them will be fit for that? Anyway, they would love to beat Arsenal.
They would love to be the ones to say that they took the title race away from Arsenal.
But that may be a lost cause, actually.
It may be a lost cause, and also they would be handing it to Manchester City, so I don't know how much of a help that is to them. But I think Arsenal should win this. They should win it well, which is always a dangerous thing to say out loud.
The Women's FA Cup final is on, Man United versus Tottenham.
Yes, this is going to be absolutely mad. So there's been no winner that isn't Arsenal, Chelsea or City of the FA Cup final since 2012. And you have to go even further back to just find any winners that in general in major trophies that aren't one of those three. They've absolutely dominated in England over the last couple of years. I think Manchester United should have enough to take on Spurs, but you would have to say that it's been a particularly poor season from them. They have lost a lot of players. Funny, one of Spurs' star players this season was Grace Clinton, who's on loan from Manchester United and can't play at the weekend because it's against her parent club. So you can imagine the delight of getting to Wembley and then realising that
you're not going
to
be there.
I'm not going to be there.
Now let's talk about GAA, and in the hurling we've got Cork and Limerick.
Yes, and it's a big one for Cork in particular because they are not having a great season of it whatsoever. But to have your season on the line and then have to go up against this Limerick team who you could arguably say haven't got firing in the same way that we've seen from them in the past, but at the same time, they still have the absolute talent to turn the screws when they need it. Cork, I suppose, can hope that maybe Limerick heads aren't in it as much, but I don't think that is going to happen. It's going to need a massive performance from them.
All right, in Leinster, we have the final between Dublin and Louth. You'd imagine a foregone conclusion, but never say never.
Never say never. Doubleheader in Croke Park. The women are playing against Meath as well in the women's final just before that. You can never say never, but I think a lot of the talk this week has been about the championship structures and how we probably shouldn't be getting to this stage of the competition and accepting that a team are going to probably hit up a major score. This sounds terrible, but there's probably more interest for a lot of people in the Tailteann Cup fixtures that are happening this weekend because it is teams of a certain standard facing up against each other. I think a lot of eyes will probably be turned towards the Ulster final more so. Donegal, Armagh.
Jim McGuinness's magic, will it
Jim
persist?
McGuinness's magic. He's only lost, one game in 16 Ulster Championship games. since 2013. So he definitely has the upper hand going into this game in terms of his pedigree and the team he has. But Armagh are going to be a difficult team to beat. I mean, you look at the teams of before that have come through Armagh and the absolute history that there is within the county. They're not going to want to sit down and roll over to this Donegal team at all. And I think there'll be similar scenes to Pádraig Joyce in Galway last weekend should Armagh manage to do it against them.
Now, the URC continues. We have an Interpro, Munster and Connacht. We have a last gasp battle for Ulster, and Leinster invite the Ospreys.
Yeah, been big week for Leinster. Lots of contracts being signed and players being renewed. I thought it was interesting. I was reading in the paper this morning, Ryan Baird talking about Jackson Enebar's approach to this week after the game against Northampton at the weekend, that there's been very little talk about that game. There's been a couple of maybe clips of, you know, we could do this a little bit better, but more so they've been studying Ospreys' play and how they do. So it was very much a quick turnaround and not letting themselves think ahead.
And they're not going to rest the big stars pending the Champions Cup, because maybe you don't want them rusty. You want them playing, even though the risk of injury is always there.
Exactly. You want them playing. And hopefully we'll get to see Gary Ringrose this week as well. It'll be his first minutes, apart from those 20-odd in the Six Nations since January. So it'd be really important for him to get some game time under his belt.
And finally, Rory McIlroy is doing well in the golf, but had to deny a rift between himself and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic between the two of them, because obviously we know they have such a good relationship, but are kind of on differing sides when it comes to the
live golf.
Which, I mean, a lot of people are on different sides when it comes to that. I would be surprised if it's something that they will completely fall out over, considering their close relationship, but you never know. I mean,
Rory wants some sort of reconciliation with Liv and Tiger not so. Anyway, Kathleen, a great weekend of sport ahead. Thank you very much for joining us. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball. Now, a reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.